contract of sale for this.
Russell, come on down.
Sent to Vince.
Who you like these night meetings, huh?
Yeah, just lucky, I guess.
Do you want me to email Vince?
I have for the council's consideration a proposal with Studio Jade to design a roof replacement for this building. It came to council back in October of last year and brought the proposal at that time as well. Council had some questions about the warranty on the existing roof and the contractors and who did the work. Since then, we've investigated them. Unfortunately, the roof warranty did expire in January of last year, and both the general contractor and the roofing contractor are both out of business and so are not available to follow up with anyway. The problem is we still have the same problems persisting we had before. We did do some temporary repairs, which bought us a little bit of time, but some of those repairs are actually because of the wind and the problems we've been having here lately with the weather have aggravated the problem again. So we really need to move forward with a roof replacement.
It says design. Are they changing something up there? Are they just going to replace what's there and just put better flashing down or something?
Well, with the architects, what we will do is look at the problem and decide if we will put a different roof on or go back with the same kind of roof. A lot of the problems on the roof now appear to be more workmanship than materials. So as we get into the design contract, we'll be able to determine that exactly and come up with exactly what needs to go up there. So I hate to say right now exactly what roof will be on there. It could be the exact same kind of roof. It might be different kind of shingles. We'll look at it as we move through the process. But we do need to at least make the repairs and get them in. And certainly we've had some recent experience with roofs on the new EOC and those kind of things, so we have a little bit more experience to call on this time when we're doing the work.
Yeah.
Any other questions?
That's one of those things we need to do. It's unfortunate we couldn't do away with the flat part, but that's the way it is, too.
Kind of stuck.
You'll come back with the after they make a proposal?
Yes.
All right, so you're asking just permission to get Studio Jade to look at it?
Well, this is to enter into a proposal with Studio Jade to do to write up the specifications for the new roof.
Okay.
So, yes, I'll be back at some point to report to council on exactly what kind of roof we'll be doing and to ask permission to bid it. So, okay, motion is be it moved based upon the recommendation of the County Engineering Department that the Sussex County Council hereby authorizes its president to execute Amendment Number 2, dated June 19, 2007, to its contract with Studio Jade to provide design services for the administrative building roof replacement at a cost not to exceed $37,527.58.
Motion, Jim.
Second. So moved.
Move second that we have, approved contract as stated. Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Dukes.
Yes.
Mr. Rogers.
Yes.
Yes, motion passed.
Thank you.
Thanks, Russell. Evening, Lawrence.
Gentlemen.
Not going to make you stand long tonight.
Sorry, I was ready.
You were braced, huh?
We have one item now after the removal of two of the items under old business. It's the application for conditional use number 1728, the application of MTC Properties to consider the conditional use of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district for an office, storage, and steel truss manufacturing to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Northwest 400, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 24.83 acres, more or less, lying east of U.S. Route 13, 1,250 feet south of Road 583, also known as Adams Road. Planning and Zoning Commission held a public hearing on this application on March 5th of 2008. The County Council hearing was March 18th of 2008, which was held without recommendation yet from the Commission. On March 19th of 2008, the Commission did render a decision and recommendation on this application. Mr. Burton stated he would move that the Commission recommend approval of conditional use number 1728 for MTC Properties for an office storage and steel truss manufacturing business based upon a record for the following reasons. One, the property is located in the vicinity of U.S. Route 13, which is an appropriate location for a business such as this. The application is an expansion of an existing truss manufacturing facility at the site. Two, there are similar uses to the north of this property. The proposed use is consistent with these uses. Three, with the conditions and stipulations placed upon this application, it will not adversely affect neighboring or adjacent properties. And four, this recommendation is subject to the following conditions. A, all fabrication shall be done inside, should be of, well, quick type there, of the buildings. Outside storage of raw materials and finished products shall be permitted, but shall be screened from view of roadways and neighboring properties to the north. B, the location for future possible roadway connections to neighboring properties shall be shown on the final site plan. C, the applicant has proposed a phasing plan for the expansion of the existing truss manufacturing facility. The phasing plan shall be noted on the final site plan. D, the applicant shall comply with all of DLDOT's requirements, including the closure of the existing entrance. When the existing entrance is removed, its former location shall be seeded and mulched. E, a lighted sign not to exceed 32 square feet per side or facing shall be permitted. F, all dumpsters on the property shall be screened from view. Their location shall be shown on the final site plan. G, all outside lighting shall be downward screened so it does not shine onto adjacent roadways or neighboring properties. H, the stormwater management system serving the property shall be designed and maintained using best management practices to promote groundwater recharge. I, the hours of operation shall be from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. J, as stated by the applicant, no improvements shall be within 160 feet of the closest wetlands. K, all parking areas and outside storage areas shall be shown on the final site plan. L, the tax ditch easement shall be shown on the final site plan. And M, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission. There was a motion, a second, and carried unanimously to forward this application to council with a recommendation that it be approved for the reasons and with the condition stated, and that motion carried 4-0. That's all I have, gentlemen.
Mr. President, I was not here on the 18th, and I have not listened to the tape, so I will not be participating.
Okay. Any questions, gentlemen? Could you read it, please, Jim?
An ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for an office storage and steel truss manufacturing to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Northwest 400, Sussex County, containing 4.83 acres, more or less.
Motion, John.
So moved, Mr. President.
Second.
The moved and seconded that we approve CU 1728 with the four facts and A through M. I guess that's the findings, is that correct? Mr. Cole.
I'll vote yes, it's consistent with other uses in the area.
Mr. Phillips.
Based on the record recommendation of planning and zoning, I vote yes.
Mr. Rogers.
Based on the record recommendation of P&Z, I vote yes.
My vote is also would agree with P&Z. Motion passed.
Thank you, John.
Thanks,
Lawrence. Thank you, Lawrence.
Grant request, Susan.
Thank you. First one tonight, Sussex Central High School football boosters.
That's me, I guess. Huh?
That last year was Mr. Jones and Mr. Phillips.
How much do you boys want to do today?
100 each is what we did last year.
Okay.
Second.
Move second, did we do $100 each? Is that youth activity, Susie? Or no,
that's a school. So
oh,
it can't,
that's too bad.
I know.
It's moved second that we allowed 100 for Mr. Phillips and 100 for myself. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Yes, motion passed.
Laurel Historical Society.
I'd like to pull 2 and 3 off till next Tuesday. If you can put them on next Tuesday, Robin, I want to check both of those, if you would, please.
Okay. Laurel Chamber of Commerce.
That for fireworks?
That's the 4th of July.
Remember what we did last year?
Yes.
$1,000 each?
$500, $250 each, Mr. Dukes and Mr. Phillips.
So moved.
Second.
Been moved to second. Lot 250 for Mr. Dukes, $250 for Mr. Phillips. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Excuse me, Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Yes, motion passed.
Old Timers Softball League.
That's the improvements to the fields there at Dagsboro at the Church of...
We're going to finish the dugouts, the seating, the resurfacing.
Is that a county one or two?
It's to David, to Mr. Baker.
Are they countywide?
They are countywide. We've paid them before with county council grants, the big
under
your department, and there's funds available in that category if you wish to pay that from there. It was $1,000 last year.
All right, so moved.
Second.
$1,000 from a special fund.
No, that's county council grant.
Her slush fund.
Super secret slush fund.
Susie, can you web slush fund?
County council grant.
That'd be the quote of the week in the Keith Gazette.
Or pop up the old guy play. Where's your count?
I'm old enough to play.
The money we got set aside.
Are you in Social Security?
Yeah.
No.
They're down at Dagsboro, but they're everywhere.
Oh. Yeah, they have Bethany address, but...
If you say so.
They're everywhere.
They have players in Bethany, Milton, Ellendale.
We moved second that we had locked $1,000.
16 different county towns.
That's what we did last year.
From the council grant money. Is that correct? Mm-hmm. That's pretty... Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Excuse me, Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Duke.
Yes.
Mr. Rogers.
Yes.
Yes, motion passed.
Thank you for not forgetting me.
Introduction ordinance, anything, Duke?
We're going to have to start getting off.
We have one. It's an ordinance to modify condition number 10 imposed on ordinance number 1573 for change of zone 1475, the application of Ribera Odyssey LLC for the peninsula. An MRRPC medium density residential district residential plan community to extend the time to construct and open the golf clubhouse and nature center facilities.
I'll introduce it.
Is that what was that be under? Is that a conditional use or?
It was to change the zone.
Okay.
RPC overlay.
Right.
Giving them more time to construct and open the golf clubhouse and nature center.
But I thought they appealed in front of P&Z for a time extension, and I guess this is where it shook out. This was down here legally, I guess. I don't know.
I don't remember that happening.
Well, I know. It was probably under Vince's side. Right. Is that correct, Lauren?
It had a condition of the council that it start the clubhouse after a certain number of building permits were issued,
right.
And when they set the project up and sold blocks to different developers, they kind of hit the number a little hard and exceeded. So we had to ask them to start construction of the clubhouse, and they weren't ready yet. So.
And only we can relieve that condition.
Right, in this case, that's the only way it could be relieved.
So in other words, there has to be another ordinance, and it has to be advertised.
We basically do similar to what we did with the Marine Farm.
Okay.
Also did something similar to the estates at Sea Chase, even though that was a conditional use. The Marine Farm was also rezoning to MRRPC. So it's the same process.
Same process.
So the commission has to hold a hearing to just consider that issue, and then the council does also.
Okay. Thank you. Executive session, gentlemen. Need a motion?
Make a motion. We're going to executive session for land acquisition and personnel.
Second.
So move to second and we go in the executive session for land acquisition and personnel. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
Mr. Ryder?
Yes.
Yes. Motion passed.